كل الأخبار المتعلقة بالتكنولوجيا والشركات الناشئة يوم بيوم في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في.
صباح الخير. عناوين اليوم: أمازون تفتتح أكبر محطة توصيل في أبوظبي قبل انطلاق يوم برايم، أندرويد تضع حلاً لمشكلة نسيان كلمة المرور، وشركة أمريكية تحصل على تمويل من نما فنتشرز. يا أهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم تك بالعربي، معكم أنا هالة بسام، ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي. خلونا نبدأ أول أخبارنا لليوم ونحكي عن عملاقة التجارة الإلكترونية شركة أمازون تحديداً. أعلنت شركة أمازون عن افتتاح أكبر محطة توصيل في إمارة أبوظبي قبيل انطلاق فعالية يوم برايم المترقبة في يوليو، واللي بتقدم لأعضاء برنامج برايم تخفيضات استثنائية على جميع المنتجات عبر متجر Amazon.ae لمدة 48 ساعة. وتعد المنشأة الجديدة اللي بتبلغ مساحتها حوالي 4700 متر مربع ثاني أكبر محطة توصيل في دولة الإمارات العربية المتحدة، وبتوفر خدمة توصيل الشحنات في نفس اليوم أو خلال يوم واحد فقط للعملاء في جميع أرجاء العاصمة، بما في ذلك طبعا مناطق الواقعة خارج المدينة مثل السمحة، الشوامخ، جزيرة ياس أيضا، وجزيرة السعديات، بني ياس، والوثبة أيضا. وبتستهدف محطة التوصيل الجديدة توفير مئات فرص العمل بدوام كامل وبدوام جزئي أيضا للموظفين اللي بيمتلكوا جميع أنواع الخبرات والمهارات والمؤهلات العلمية أيضا، بما فيهم العاملون في محطات التوصيل قسم العمليات مثلا الصحة والسلامة، التكنولوجيا لسلسلة التوريد وتحليل البيانات أيضا. فالفرصة سانحة أمام جميع المواهب والكفاءات في دولة الإمارات للحصول على برامج تدريبية من شأنها تزويدهم بالمهارات المستقبلية المطلوبة في تجارة التجزئة. كما ستوفر المحطة فرص جديدة لرواد الأعمال أيضا للخدمات اللوجستية في دولة الإمارات. وبيأتي تدشين المنشأة الجديدة في أعقاب إعلان أمازون عن تعاونها مع مكتب أبوظبي للاستثمار في نوفمبر تحديدا من العام الماضي لبناء مركز جديد في إمارة أبوظبي، واللي من المقرر افتتاحه في العام المقبل 2023، إذ راح يكون واحد من أكبر المراكز اللوجستية والأكثر تطورا للشركة من الناحية التقنية على مستوى المنطقة. مثل ما عم نشوف بهيك أخبار، لا ينطبق الموضوع والأثر على المستخدمين فقط، عم نشوف فرص عمل كبيرة أيضا، وبالإضافة إلى ذلك عم نشوف تطوير للعلاقات والشركات حتى مع الشركات الناشئة والشركات اللي بتعتمد على التجارة والتوصيل أيضا. أما إذا ننتقل إلى عالم التكنولوجيا، فخلينا نحكي عن تحديدا أندرويد. تم الإعلان الآن وأخيرا عن حل لمشكلة نسيان كلمة المرور الخاصة بمستخدمي الهواتف الذكية والأجهزة اللوحية اللي بتعمل بنظام تشغيل أندرويد، حيث أن نظام التشغيل أندرويد بيهدف إلى السماح لمستخدميه باسترجاع كلمة المرور في حال نسيانها بطريقة سهلة جدا وفي مكان واحد، وبتجمع كل المعلومات في مكان آمن، حيث يمكن من خلاله الوصول إلى كلمة المرور بسرعة وسهولة أيضا. ولاسترجاع كلمة المرور للشخص اللي نساها، أوضح أيضا الموضوع أنه مستخدمي أندرويد رح يكون بمقدورهم إضافة اختصار شورت كات لمدير كلمة السر أو الباسورد مانجر بجوجل على شاشة أجهزتهم، ومهمة المدير هي تتبع جميع المعلومات الخاصة بالتسجيل في الحسابات المختلفة بما فيها كلمة السر أيضا. كما أشار أيضا إلى إضافة خدمة جديدة ومميزة ومختلفة أيضا عن الخدمة السابقة، اللي هي مثل ما ذكرنا باسورد مانجر اللي أطلقها جوجل قبل سنوات لمستخدمي أندرويد. وبالمقابل بتتميز الخدمة الجديدة بإتاحتها أدوات المصادقة مثل مثلا القياسات الحيوية مثل بصمات الأصابع، مسحة الوجه، أو حتى قفل الشاشة، بالإضافة إلى ذلك إدخال كلمة المرور كما في نسخة المتصفح جوجل. هذا ويتوفر الاختصار الجديد في التحديث الأخير لنظام أندرويد نسخة 22.18 أو حتى الأحدث منها، حيث بتيح لكلمات المرور حفظ وتخزين وجميع التفاصيل اللي بتهم المستخدم بما فيها اسم المستخدم، كلمات المرور، الأمر طبعا اللي رح يسمح بتتبع أي مشاكل أو مخاطر أمنية أو حتى التعديل عند الحاجة، وهي أمر مهم جدا. أما إذا ننتقل إلى آخر خبر معنا لليوم، وأكيد نحكي عن الشركات الناشئة في منطقتنا العربية. جمعت الآن شركة بريف ديف الأمريكية مبلغ لم يتم الإفصاح عنه في جولة استثمارية بريسيد عن طريق صندوق نما فينتشرز اللي بيتخذ طبعا من المملكة العربية السعودية مقرا له. وبيرتكز عمل بريف ديف على توفير بيئات تطوير برمجية وحاويات مناسبة للمطورين بشكل بيشبه عمل دوكر لكن للبرمجة والتطوير. فمن خلال أمر واحد يمكن تجهيز بيئة العمل اللي بتناسب أي مشروع مع جميع الأمور اللازمة المثبتة والجاهزة للمطورين بدون اختلاف عن البيئة المحلية الخاصة فيهم، وبتمكنهم أيضا من الحصول والاحتفاظ بالأدوات المفضلة لمشاريعهم. تأسست الشركة تحديدا عن طريق 3 من خريجي مسرعة واي سي الأمريكية، وبالإضافة إلى ذلك بيشغل علي أحمد المنصب مدير العمليات، نادر خليل مدير التنفيذي اللي استغلوا بذلك خبرتهم السابقة في البنى التحتية لخدمة أدور من مايكروسوفت وأدوات ورك داي للمطورين. مثل ما عم نشوف في استثمارات كبيرة في عالم التكنولوجيا والشركات التكنولوجية سواء كانت في منطقتنا العربية أو حتى حول العالم. هذه كانت كل أخبارنا الصباحية لليوم، خليكم معنا بعد الفاصل مقابلتنا مع ماريو بيريز الرئيس التنفيذي لشركة مينا تك للترفيه لنحكي أكثر عن عالم الجيمينج وتحديدا بالفترة الأخيرة. خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد. And we're back with our guest Mario Perez, CEO at CEO of Mina GG Tech Entertainment Group. Welcome to the show, Mario.
Thank you, Hala. Thank you for having me.
First of all, we would like to talk more about the esports industry and the gaming industry in the last period of time. We've seen that during COVID, there was a high rise in consuming the content and the gaming content as well. But lately, did you see any trends in the last couple of months?
Well, the gaming industry and the esports scene, what we've experienced so far is that it keeps changing, it keeps adapting, it keeps growing. So a few months in any other industry may not mean a lot, but in the gaming industry, it means quite a lot. So yes, there is always constant changes and constant development and new initiatives being launched. So yes, definitely. There has been major changes, probably worldwide.
And especially in the MENA region, we've seen a rise in even participants in that industry, gamers as well. So can you tell us more about that?
The MENA region is definitely one of the, or the fastest growing region in the world in terms of gamers and esports fans. A lot of new initiatives are being launched in the region. When we are talking about gamers, total amount of gamers, we can think about 15% more or less of the total amount of gamers being from the MENA region, which is a huge number, and it keeps increasing. And the development of the pro scene and the general scene, it's also changing. And the publishers are putting a lot of effort on this region, which is a really good sign. And it means that the amount of players in total is growing.
Do you think the platforms are support, especially the streaming platforms, are supporting the gamers in the region as much as they should, or something can be improved?
Well, I think all actors in the scene are supporting in terms of when you're thinking about games, they are helping by localizing the games in Arabic, which means that that they see a lot of potential and that the growth is being really, really strong. The streaming base, it's growing quite a lot also. And there is a lot of or a very big community. So definitely, yes. I would say yes.
Yeah, definitely. Also, there is a new scene that we're seeing, or a new trend as well, which is obviously the blockchain and the metaverse. So how will that like collaborate with the gaming and the esports industry?
We are seeing a lot of new developments being launched, and it's yet something that is on a very early stages, but there is a lot of expectation. It is something that 2 years ago we barely see anything.
We never
but
imagined,
right now,
actually.
It's very trendy.
We never literally imagined that, like, the gaming industry can go into the metaverse and this new thing, or even like to have people buying stuff through cryptocurrencies to buy their favorite player, things like that.
Yes, and the good thing about the gaming scene is it keeps changing and adapting, and that is one of the main things that we need. Every single player, when I mean player, a stakeholder within the industry, what they need to have very clear is we need to adapt. We need to adapt to what our audience is asking for and or are demanding, and in order for us to be able to grow with them and give them what they want. So yes.
100%. 100%. And you know, Mario, what's great, especially here, I would speak about the MENA region, that we've been seeing a lot of gaming events as well. And like startups that are focused on gaming as well. So all of that is supporting the gamers who actually want to have it as a career and be pro gamers and get money out of it. So that's amazing. We've been seeing also female gamers and females studying that, which wasn't really the norm years ago.
Yes, and it keeps growing. That's a great number that we've seen grow year over year, and which is basically that the amount of females and males are getting closer together on percentages of both players and also viewership.
100%. What do you think the soft skills that the gamers should have to actually succeed?
Well, this is one of the things that we see a strong link between education. Also, when we're thinking about us as an organizer of Amazon University Esports, we see a lot of connection between what they learn and what they can, how this can also potentially help them on their studies. So gamers are, there are studies that says that a pro gamer takes over 10 decisions per second.
Wow.
So reflexes is one of the things. Learning how to deal with frustration is another thing. Being resilient, team play, all the values that you can actually see also in traditional sports, a lot of them are applied to gaming and esports. So that is what we are trying to nurture and what we are trying to bring closer to the students and to the community.
See, that's very interesting and fascinating, because a lot of people still think that gaming, it's just like you're spending some time and playing around. But then, as you said, the gamer makes a lot of decisions in a couple of seconds as well. They have to be like the right decision and things like that. So that's a very interesting fact. But also, can you tell us more about the collaboration between you guys and Amazon University? Because that's a great one.
Sure. For us, the collaboration with Amazon, it's a global deal. It's something that we started implementing in Europe, and thanks to the success that it's been so far in seven countries in Europe, we are expanding this to other countries. Us as University Esports, we are more or less in 20 countries already, and this is the first time that we've launched this initiative in the MENA region. Focused on four markets, UAE, KSA, Egypt, and Morocco. But together with Amazon, we're working in UAE and KSA as the main markets right now. And for us, this collaboration is super important, because they are helping us grow and nurture this scene within the student base of players. And giving them also the opportunity to learn from this industry, not only on the gaming side, but we also want to give them the opportunity to get involved in the competition, meaning showing them a lot of the other potential jobs that are on the back, from design, content creation, video editing, operation of a tournament, and this way giving them also the opportunity to get some scholarship money as a reward, and getting them a little bit more engaged with the competition.
That's awesome, because a lot of students are not even aware of the opportunities and the like jobs that they can get, not only in the gaming industry, by the way, in a lot of industries. So gaming is fairly a bit, I would call it new. So it would be great that they get this kind of support. But if we're going to talk about demographics, which country in the Arab world has the highest rate of gamers?
That's a hard question to answer, because we don't really have access to all that data from the publishers, but the whole region, or the region as a whole, are showing that the total numbers compared to the rest of the world, it's more or less, or compared to the total number in the world, it's more or less 15%, which is a really, really high.
Yeah.
High number for a whole region.
Exactly, and not only that, like I was reading some statistic, like the number of the whole industry, it's like gonna grow in 2027 by $300 billion. Crazy numbers. So you can tell how much this industry will grow in the future. But let's talk about GG Tech Entertainment Group. What are your future plans?
Well, we have a lot of things on our plate right now, in terms of we are trying to help develop pro scenes. We are trying to help hand in hand with the publishers develop amateur scenes, and of course we keep our focus strongly on the educational scene of esports. We just launched an initiative around education gaming in Saudi with the Saudi Esports Federation. So we do have a lot of different areas. We are also a game developer, small games, but we are also developing our own games. And more than anything, we gotta be ready to keep hearing the community, keep hearing what is expected by the stakeholders that are in the industry, and be able to adapt to their demands. So right now, since this industry keeps changing and adapting, that's what we have to do. Hear them, adapt, and be flexible.
That's amazing. Do you think there's like enough investment in the gaming industry, especially in our region?
Well, there is a huge public support and a lot of private initiatives also being launched. Definitely, there are a few great venues that are going to be announced soon in UAE. There is a huge event being supported by the government in KSA. So yes, there is a lot of support being shown by the community. Also, the publishers are investing a lot, trying to bring opportunity to players to shine internationally. And that is something that it's also what we're trying to do by bringing this university sports roadmap, Amazon University Sports Roadmap. Or what we're trying to do is also giving the opportunity to the students to be able to compete internationally. In a lot of cases, have their first international experience and be able to interact with the students from other cultures, other countries, and so forth. So I think this is what one of the good things about gaming, that we're trying to bring the whole gaming community from different parts of the world all together to be able to engage and since they're already playing digitally,
exactly.
We're also trying to bring them the opportunity to compete physically.
100%. Exciting times for all the gamers. Mario, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Hala.
Thank you. Thank you for all of you for tuning in to Tech Bil Arabi Show. I'll see you on Monday with a new episode. Bye-bye.
مثل ما وعدناكم، أخبار جديدة ومقابلات مع رواد أعمال يومياً في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في. حملوا التطبيق الآن.